Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and welcome to Thursday, July 25th, 2013's episode.
Episode 9.09, Training Camp Day.
Welcome to camp, kids. I hope y'all enjoy your stay, as I would tell everyone when I worked at a camp. If you don't enjoy this week, there's something wrong with you, because we got special being brought to you.
We are going
we're gonna make a major announcement
camp this weekend.
We've got several announcements to
we
make.
We do have several announcements.
One of them is we're going to cowboy camp, which doesn't that sound like we should say hee-haw? Hee-haw!
No,
I wanted to play the theme for Bonanza.
You should be saying we're going to cowboys camp.
I know, but cowboy, camp sounds funnier.
Yes.
It does.
Because that sounds like the little boy in Toy Story.
Yeah, with the little stick horse.
Yeah, yee-haw.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to cowboys camp.
Yeah, that's not funny.
It's fun.
It's not funny, though.
Working out Chargers camp.
Good.
Next week.
Good.
After I return from actual camping, where I'm taking
the
girls.
Steven's going to cowboy camp, real camp, and then Charger camp.
Yes.
Just to get this clear, in the middle is real camp.
Real camp, like with pitching up a tent in the middle of the
stove
of the woods and stuff,
and killing bears.
Well, I hope we don't run into bears. That is my.
What's your
one.
Zombie strategy for the best kill for zombies?
Crossbow.
I like the crossbow too. It keeps them at a distance.
It keeps them at a distance, and it's
and
silent.
Silent, yeah.
So won't attract more.
Yes. I like Rick's
You've been
approach.
Watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, baby, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the party.
Okay, thank you. So I've been Steven knows this. He's kind of made me watch this. So I like Rick's where he cuts his hand, wipes it on something, the blood.
Yes.
And then they come close where you've got them contained. Right. And I like the knife to the middle of the head, and then you twist the knife, which is pretty much the off switch.
Scramble up the brain.
Right.
And it's done.
Don't mess around with the little dink shots to the head. You need to actually mangle the brain.
Yes. Yes.
So knife to the head and then twist.
Yeah.
I think mine.
My greatest concern is that I will have to be wearing long sleeves because you don't want to be short sleeves because you don't want them to claw at your skin.
Well, man, when what's his name got his gut ripped open. Karen and I were just there yesterday. It was very sad.
Yeah.
It was tough. But anyways, on a happier note, greeting to our newest and youngest listener.
We have a new listener?
Yeah.
Because we've been getting new likes and new followers on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, but we're still we've kind of plateaued, I feel like.
We have clicked.
Tell your friends that this show is enjoyable. Just lie to them outright.
Yeah, yeah.
Just lie. This show is so much fun. You will have a great time, and you'll learn about football.
Yeah.
And so, our newest listener, His Royal Highness – Prince Paco Shin Jamel Vladimir Windsor of Cambridge. So pretty excited about that. That's the newest royal. You know, the baby was born.
Okay.
I don't know if you read the paper, but baby was born recently.
Well,
it was a big deal.
First of all, I didn't know that a baby was born. I was told that they left the hospital without naming him. And second of all, had they named him something, I'm pretty sure it'd be Jamil, because I don't know what Jamil is.
Jamel.
Yeah, it's Jamil. It would be Jamil.
There's no Jamel?
No.
Well, then apparently His Royal Highness Prince Paco Shin Jamel Vladimir Windsor of Cambridge.
That's what they've named the kid.
If they wanted to be politically correct, I think they should have done that. It would have been a very inclusive thing to do. They didn't, but they should have.
Be very inclusive.
Just bring
how
on.
How do they include the people of England?
Windsor. So Didi and I had this thing. A friend posted.
Paco, they're what, the Mexicans and Spaniards?
There you go.
Although I don't know very many people in Spain named Paco.
It's just a great word.
Shin?
A Chinese kind of sounding name.
Okay.
Jamil.
A girl named Shindo. So.
Jamil would be for the more darker hued.
Yes.
And Vladimir, you go Russian, Eastern European, you know.
And
you got the whole package there.
Makes everybody happy.
And Windsor, of course, being your real last name as a royal. That is your.
What did they really name the kid?
Prince George. I mean, he's got a lot more names, you know, but he'll be
Prince
George.
Isn't he just the Prince of Cambridge? Aren't they the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge?
They are.
So he would be the Prince of Cambridge.
Okay, that's fine, but technically his father is Prince.
He's the Duke of Cambridge.
Yep, his full name is Prince William, Duke of Cambridge.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now we've got Prince William and Prince George and of Cambridge, and that's confusing.
I want to be named Stephen Miranda, the Duke of Earl.
Okay.
You know the Duke of Earl, the song?
I do, but yes. Do you know where Earl is?
I don't. I have no idea.
I don't think anyone should make you a Duke of any place. You don't know where it is.
Oh, I see. I have to actually know where the place
is. I think it's a really good idea.
Okay, could I be then Stephen Miranda, the Duke of Pasadena?
No, because you live in Altadena now, and I would fight
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter
fight it
where,
tooth and,
where I
I'd
live.
Fight it.
I lived in Pasadena for 10 years, friend.
You rented, dude. You didn't buy.
It doesn't matter.
You didn't buy. You own in L.A. County, and I don't mean to go all playing the
So can I be the Duke of L.A. then?
Well, technically, yes.
The Duke of L.A. I'll take that, because that's more significant than the Duke of Pasadena.
As long as it gets you off my back about playing the socially elite card and, you know. Us Pasadenians.
I'm the Duke of L.A. Let's jump in. You're talking about a royal baby. Who cares?
Lots of people, mostly not British.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
I mean, I am shocked that a lot of people in America, you know, were all interested about the royal baby. And you actually made me chuckle with, I think your post said something, apparently, you know, I love living in this day and age with all this technology. Apparently, somewhere in England, a woman is giving birth to a baby or something like that.
Will give birth to a child
to
today.
A child. Yeah, that was
technology
quite,
today. Who would have thought?
It was amazing.
I'm glad you liked it. I must say, I ripped that off a little bit from Monty Python because John Cleese comes into the operating room as the hospital administrator in The Meaning of Life. And he says, what do you have for me today? And they said, well, today we're going to have a baby come out of a woman's tummy. And he says, amazing what we can do with technology.
Yes.
And so I just took a variant of that for a Facebook post because I've always loved that gag, which is, you know, people have been having children well before we had any clue about how to do it safely or with even a reasonable chance of living. They've been just, you know, Bill Cosby routine. They just go to the woman and picking rice in China, squats down, there's a baby, and he's picking the rice
right
next door.
Exactly.
It's good stuff. But congratulations to the Royals. I am one of the Americans that
wait, you can't congratulate Prince Harry. He just got bumped out of line.
Ah, screw you, dude. Yeah, you were born later.
Yeah, so
you're
now,
born later.
Because this kid, what's his name now?
Leapfrogged him, Prince George.
Prince George is now third in line.
Yeah, saw a great cartoon where it had Scar sacrificing him. He was lifting him up on, what is it, Pride Rock? What do they call that thing?
You're talking about the Lion King?
Yeah, Lion King.
Mufasa when Simba's born.
Yeah, but it's Scar. Got Scar lifting
Scar
him up.
Is the
he's about to throw him over. Right, he's about to throw him over the cliff, Prince Harry, because he's kind of been unseated.
He has been.
No king, no king. We're going to have a king? Oh, hey.
Oh, yes. That's good.
So that's, you know, this all to say also, in a tragic note, to follow up this great royal birth, Sport Cafe is no longer with us.
Yeah, I heard about that. Thanks to one of our listeners, Mark Richardson, who posted and to tell us. And,
so I have been in contact with the one of the old management people there.
Yes.
That and Ian
that
Stretch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ian.
I
what
I
does
got,
Ian have to say?
Well, I
after
we
they,
we've
after
got
they
some
took
private
the managership away from him.
Yeah.
It kind of fell cahoots.
Place
right?
Went to hell in a handbasket,
yes,
pretty
yes,
much.
Yes.
And
I wasn't going
to
say that, but
well, my exact words to Ian was the new ownership group was kind of a bunch of wankers, and he said, "I'm glad you said it."
Right.
He says, but he's managing about 10 pubs in the area,
right.
And none of them are sports themed, but he's happy to have us.
Okay.
So do not fear.
So we need a new place to hang out.
We need a new place to hang out. So we've got a place.
I need TVs. I need to watch football.
I understand.
I need football, Jeffrey.
It's just college football. It don't matter.
I didn't just say that. Freaking boom.
It's just college
football.
You know
what? I was saving this for somebody else, but now.
Boob of the day.
That's you.
Thank you. I've got two of them.
Yes.
Two mammary glands, and I did 10 push-ups the other day. Does that impress you?
Not in the slightest.
Could you knock out 10 right now, touching your chest to the ground?
10, yes.
Sure?
Sure.
Got a dollar here that says you can't.
No problem.
Got a dollar here that says you can't.
A ripped off one of my own dollars.
Okay, it's a dollar. I didn't say it wasn't stolen.
Okay.
I said it's a dollar. And what's truly fun about this dollar is they're two halves that don't match. They're the left half of $2 bills.
I tell you what, if I do 10 push-ups, you put out $100 on the table.
I don't have $100.
Well, there you go. I won't have to do this.
You're pretty
People,
confident
this
about
this is what
that.
We're talking about. We're going to talk about Jags head coach really sticking it to his players.
He tells them that they don't got it.
That's right.
That's horrible.
The New England Patriots have moved on from Aaron Hernandez.
Jerry Jones has found his golden ticket.
Because he's got a golden ticket. $18 million a year worth of a
Cha-ching.
Golden ticket. Yes. Former first-round draft pick update. A couple of them, actually. Jeffrey.
There it is.
We'll tell you who has yet to sign first round picks this year. Who hasn't signed
this
yet?
Year's draft class? Broncos Von Miller is facing a four game suspension, and insists that he didn't let his team down.
Really?
Okay.
All right.
Revis Island is focusing his new attacks on his old former team, the
he's
Jets.
Got some interesting things to say about those Jets, Jets. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
and San Francisco 49ers. Trade will not stick for cornerback Eric Wright, who failed his physical.
Chris Johnson, tired of human challenges, is taking a run on the wild side, and you can't wait for this one. This one's a winner.
2K. All right, and we also have lots of listener questions. So, Jeffrey, let's get it started. Hick bang us into the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Shad Khan, how's your stash looking today, Shad?
First-year head coach Gus Bradley is trying to bring a new...
I'm sorry, who?
Gus Bradley.
I'm sorry, who? Is he the guy who coached at Rutgers?
No.
Was that Schiano?
That's Schiano.
So where did Gus Bradley... I mean, I don't mean to sound like I've never heard of you, but Gus Bradley, I know I knew who you were the day that they found you because I went out and did a little wiki search on you. But where, Steven, if you could tell me, does Gus Bradley hail from?
Well, Gus Bradley, this is the first time he's ever been a head coach in the National Football League.
Clearly, based on what we're about to tell
but
you.
But he is coached before. I mean, it's not like he's never coached and doesn't coach. Most recently, he was the defensive coach for the Seattle Seahawks.
D-coordinator Seahawks.
Yes, for the Seattle Seahawks. That was from 2009 through last year.
By the way, had a kick butt defense.
And their defense the last couple of
years.
Was
phenomenal.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
So he's going to bring that kind of mentality to the Jaguars.
So how has he brought that mentality to the Jaguars?
Before then, he was a coach with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was a linebacker coach there. So,
okay, so how is this transition working, and how is he motivating his players now, Steven?
Well, Gus Bradley has started out by telling – and preaching to his players, saying that he wants them to know that the three most dangerous words in the NFL are, I got it.
So when you're going up for a ball and there's a ball thrown in the air, you should never yell, I got it. See, you know, it's at USC, because they're pretentious little prigs. Yeah. I know this from Mr. Summers.
Okay.
Who played at USC with Mark McGwire.
All right.
They were not allowed to yell, got it.
Okay.
I have it.
Yes.
Because I got it is poor grammar.
Oh, my
and
God.
And at USC, they wouldn't stand for that, which is amazing because the University of Spoiled Children is not necessarily known as an academically elite institution.
Well, let me finish.
Got it.
Gus Bradley.
So he says the most dangerous words in football are, I've got it.
And we stay away from those words. I want our players, our coaches.
I don't got it.
And the whole organization to have the mindset that we ain't ever got it, and we're going to compete in everything we do.
What?
We ain't ever got it.
What?
We want to be smart during training camp. We're going to be aggressive.
We're
going to
be smart.
To be uncomfortable.
We want to be smart, but we don't ever want to get it.
Yeah, I'm not. I
don't know. I think that maybe you've suffered multiple head injuries.
I think Gus has. I know where he's going. He doesn't want people to get to rest on their laurels.
Sorry. If there's a girl named Laura, we apologize for resting on you.
It's the apple doesn't fall
from the tree. Yeah, yeah.
The leaves.
Hey, leaves. Do leaves fall far from the tree? No, but not nearly as close as an apple.
Falls from a tree,
and it's a windy day.
A gust of wind kicks up.
It might.
Yeah.
I think of the end of Forrest Gump where the feather flies away, and it could happen. It could happen. I agree. The apple. Just, jeez, people, leave me alone. Stop ridiculing those whom you love. You will only hurt them and drive them away.
He doesn't want the players to rest on their laurels.
Or on a girl named Laura.
Named Laura, right? He doesn't want them. He wants you to never be comfortable. If you start getting
comfortable
with your
position,
change
the language.
What you're saying, yes.
You don't got it. I don't ever want you to get it. It's like, what?
But coach, I got it. I understand.
No, slap.
Oh, I don't get it.
You don't got it?
No, because I get it. I know. Ow. I know what you're saying.
I'm hurting my
hand. Can I say that I know what you're saying?
I don't know. Let me look at my playbook.
Does that mean
Let me
I
look
don't
at my
got it?
Is that on his little clipboard that he walks around with?
So
all the euphemisms?
Look, I give him props for trying to bring a new mindset to a team that has been the bottom dweller of the AFC South for years and years.
Cellar dweller.
That's what they are.
Leeches. Hangers on. Crusty scrabs.
I am going to go as far as this. I'm ready to say this.
You're going to chomp in the Jaguars in last place.
No!
What?
In third place.
Oh, you see Tennessee going all the way to the bottom.
Yes, Tennessee's
going to
fall.
Poor Tennessee.
Yeah, they're going to fall.
Poor Tennessee. Who's quarterback in there?
Jake Locker.
Okay, that's nice.
I'm not sold on Locker.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of guys to not be sold on, Steven, out there in the NFL quarterbacking this day. I would like to have a whole show where we actually rank the quarterbacks because, as you know, Chris Mortensen made a lot of controversy by coming out with his quarterback rankings. Yeah, bro.
But I think that Gus Bradley will be happy to know that I don't have them in dead last.
And that's only because we plan on seeing them live this year at Wembley. And Steven doesn't want to.
So we've decided, so we're not splitting up. We're going to one game.
How could you go without me?
It's not that we're going. It's that we're represented at both venues.
We're just represented more completely. So, I mean, basically, you'd be sending me in September for a far better football game.
Yes.
I
want you to be around for your wife for your anniversary.
That is very kind of you.
Yes. I want you to take her to Italy.
Yeah, so does she. That so can't happen.
Make it happen. You're a smart guy.
It's time to announce our new sponsor.
Yes.
Because here's a way that it could happen. We want to welcome Draft Day to the NFL Rants Away Raves family. We did some advertising for them earlier, and things went so well, and you guys were so great with them. Draft Day, really, I think they're amazing. What they do is daily fantasy football, daily fantasy baseball, daily fantasy hockey, tennis. You got it, but it's daily things. And what I love most, Steven, you can play for free.
Play for free
and make money.
Yes,
that you can keep and cash out.
You can play.
These guys are so legit. I love them. So I love them.
Daily free rolls and get in and stuff.
They cut their teeth in poker online before it became illegal.
Yes.
And they took all that knowledge and expertise and have parlayed it into fantasy football and stuff, which is really great for us. And
fantasy sports online is great, and the fact that we're going to be able to be on board with them once the season starts.
Yeah.
There's going to be a game.
There'll be at least one game a week where you can play against us.
Play against us. And
then there'll be free games where you can play against us, which is tray cool. So
Every week, but most of the weeks, there'll be some free games that you guys
Other
can
ones
come
where, you know, maybe a buck, whatever.
Stuff, jump in and try to make some money. They're going to actually put some pretty nice
They're going to put real money in. And check this. Like, if we win, we get to keep the money.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we encourage you all to tank it. When you play in games against us, as a way to help us.
But we're actually
especially the money ones because there's probably bigger prizes.
See, so yeah, we're gonna probably
we need you guys to tank on our behalf.
There's probably
gonna
be a problem, Jeff, because during the season, part of what we're gonna do for draft day is we're gonna talk about some of the matches,
strategies
for that week. We're gonna be giving them to our listeners. And then they're going to play against us.
They're going to use that information to hurt us?
Against us.
Yeah. I don't think anyone should use our information to hurt us. I think that's mean.
It is mean.
So use that information to help us tank it. Just phone it in, dude. Tank it. Don't even try and make the worst picks, because as a guy who plays Streak for the Cash, ESPN Streak for the Cash, sometimes when you try and make bad picks, you end up winning.
You end up winning.
Because like I had a losing streak of 13 games I was trying to keep going. You can't. Well, once you get to like 10, you need to see how long you can actually stretch this out. Anyways, we're very excited to have them, and you'll hear more about that in the coming weeks. But we're, as I said, stoked out.
If you haven't done so already, go out draftday.com.
But if I do well enough with them, then I could take the Mrs. Tiddly. But that's going to take a little bit of work.
All right. So, bottom line is we need to start chomping in like airfares, hotels, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, why don't you take a couple more days? Think about it, internalize, talk to the wife.
She's cool with me going in October and be gone on our anniversary.
All right.
You know, 25 years of marriage, I plan on being married to my wife when we get to 50 years.
Yeah.
So 25, we're barely halfway there.
And what I'm saying is in 25 years, you might not be able to walk to get to Italy.
I'm in better shape now than I've been since my daughter was born, and she's driving a car. Is that true or not?
Probably. I don't know.
You've known me since she was born.
Yes.
Am I in better shape now than I've been since she was born?
You were in pretty good shape back then, 15 years ago.
Not when she was born.
Really?
I had gone to hell in a handbasket, son. Hell in a handbasket. Okay. 3'10", I was just – there's a picture of me holding her, and I just like this guy that goes on forever. It was sad. It was sad.
Okay.
It was pathetic. Right. Because, again, women, I hate this about y'all. Y'all say, well, you men don't know what it's like to have to carry a baby. And, in fact, we don't. We don't.
Yeah.
But you women don't know what it's like to be a man and eat all this food with y'all while you're pregnant. And then you get to drop a load. We can't drop a load, okay? We carry that baby weight for the rest of our freaking lives.
Wow. Jeff put on baby weight.
I eat with my wife. You think I'm going to leave her out there hanging, just eating those Ho-Hos and Twinkies and marshmallows and chocolate bars all by herself? I care too much.
I know, Dee Dee, and I'm pretty sure she was not eating cupcakes and Ho-Hos and Twinkies during her pregnancies. No.
No, her snack choices are different, but the principle holds.
All right, so congratulations, Gus Bradley, on your first coaching gig
and your first
don't be one and done
on your first what of your career. Don't get another one of these, okay? Just clean up the language, dude.
Jeffrey, the New England Patriots, now that they've opened camp, the questions have come out about their former tight end Aaron Hernandez, and it just seems that they're done.
I'll be the reporter, and you be Joe Player, okay?
All right, go ahead.
So Joe Player, one of your teammates was accused of murder and is standing pending trial for murder. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty sad that what's gone on. I don't know much about the situation. I didn't hang out much with that particular player. But, you know, as an organization, we have to move on. We have to keep going forward. Camp opened today. And it's all about working hard and being focused for the team.
Joe, I got a question. I'm from News Media South.
Go ahead.
One of your teammates, Aaron Hernandez, has been accused of murder, and it doesn't look good for him. What's your response to that?
Yeah, as I said, I don't know much about the situation. I wish him the best. I know that he's no longer with the team, so I just got to focus on the team right now.
Yeah, my name's Jack from ESPN.
How you doing, man?
Aaron Hernandez, dude, murder. It sucks. It's bad. What are your thoughts?
Like I said earlier, I'm not sure what's going on, other than that he is no longer with the team, and we're starting camp and we're trying to get going. We're gonna try and get back to the Super Bowl this year. So
have you talked to Aaron recently?
No, I haven't talked to Aaron since after the Super Bowl.
Would you ever shoot somebody?
Excuse me.
I'm just wondering, would you ever shoot anybody?
No, I don't even own a gun, man.
No, why don't you own a gun? Aaron had a lot of guns.
Well, that's...
Did Aaron ever offer to take you shooting?
No, I didn't associate much with
him. So you didn't like Aaron. So you're pretty happy with this.
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth now.
Now you're putting words in my mouth.
No comment. Next question.
Yes, I'm wondering, why didn't Aaron ever take you shooting?
Yeah. I'm not going to answer any more questions about Aaron Hernandez. He's no longer with the team. Like I said,
speaking of Aaron Hernandez, thanks for bringing him up. He shot a guy. is that – do you support shooting people?
Yeah, that's
– this is the media.
Yeah, that's what they've done.
It's awful. I watched the whole Bill Belichick interview yesterday. Did you see it on NFL Network?
No, I have been avoiding the Patriots like the plague, actually.
Well, you usually avoid the Patriots like the plague, so what's new?
Yeah.
I'll let you be Steven
now. You know
what?
What's new? Well, I'm just going to be honest, and people are going to hate, and go ahead and hate if you need to. I would ask that you don't hate me because I don't like people hating me. But I'm just going to be honest here. I'm going to say that I don't like feeling sorry for the New England Patriots. And
it's not your cup of tea.
This situation has kind of made me feel sorry a little bit.
Your voice even cracked.
For Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
Guys, I'm not crazy about feeling sorry for.
Exactly.
I feel
so
that.
So I'm not going to.
What if
I'm
we go with Mr. Kraft, whom we both respect
and
love?
Now, for him right now, I am
we
really,
both respect and love him.
Absolutely. I.
We wish he owned
a different team. I'm looking forward to spending some time talking to Mr. Kraft. And I know that he is very disappointed. He's very hurt by this situation. Look, nobody wants to be a part of a team that has to deal and go through something like this.
No.
It's just, you know, we talked about it last week where I said, you know, a guy should be innocent until he's proven guilty.
Sure.
Another thing, you know, the University of Florida has taken down his All-American brick, a brick that has been cemented into the concrete. Right. They've had it removed and lifted out. That's just how...
But that's Steve.
That just goes to show you how bad this case is for Aaron Hernandez that everybody believes.
That people will move so quickly to judging
right.
and finding him guilty without the course of justice having run.
And I think it has to do something a little bit with his character and his past.
Yeah, shady at best.
It's shady at best, and you know it's the story of the frog and the scorpion. I've said that story here multiple times. So it's my character. That's what I am. And
the leaf falls near the tree, and the apple falls closer.
There you go.
Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say.
Okay, now, Steven, I want you to look at all the helmets up here.
Yes.
And I want you to, because you
can
and
you
I.
Can you get a Denver Bronco? Can you
yeah,
order it?
Yeah, it's high on my list, actually. It made it onto a to-do list.
Okay, great. Now that you know
I'm pretty
the real
excited
story,
about that.
You know, that it, you know.
The lie that you made up about giving to a kid whose father died or something like that. Yeah, okay. Fine. Pull
Daniel
on the heartstrings.
He's back home in Korea loving his Denver Broncos helmet.
And I'm happy. Because, again, our motto, taking American football to the world.
Yes.
So look at all these helmets, both sides.
I'm looking at them all.
Save you and I, for whatever reason, have this bizarro relationship with the New England Patriots. Probably it's geographic more than anything.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It is for me. I'll speak for myself.
Okay.
It's geographic. I cannot love something from Boston. Can't. Red Sox have hurt me so many times.
Yeah.
And I generally associate a snootiness about that area that I don't care for.
Yeah, I can say that
yours is not geographic.
Favorite people in the world have come from Boston.
I love many people who love Boston teams.
Yes.
Got
yes,
lots
so do
of,
I
mean, we had Curt Schilling. Love Curt Schilling. Love Curt Schilling.
Yes.
You know, so anyways, that's not an issue. Love you, Notch.
To me, it's not so much the teams. It's let's just say it's a part of
maybe the fans
country that you know I just don't mesh with. How about that?
I like that, Steve. You don't mesh well with them, and
yes.
neither do I.
Yeah.
And I've had many people that are close to me that are from that part of the country that have treated me poorly.
Right.
And so, yeah, I kind of take it out on a region.
Right.
So therefore, because we love Mr. Kraft so much. What team should he own? Welcome to the hot seat, Steven.
All right. Well, you know what? Right now, since the Cleveland Browns owner is having so much trouble, he should perhaps maybe...
They got plans.
Do they have plans?
They got plans.
All right.
They've actually... Yeah. They're going to try really hard.
Can he maybe own the St. Louis Rams?
Ooh, and bring him to L.A.
Yes.
Yeah, baby!
That's what I'm talking about.
Robert Kraft, buy the Rams, and move them to L.A.
There you go.
That would be awesome. I would be such an enthusiastic Rams fan. Stevie, Jerry Jones found his golden ticket. Did you hear that? Speaking of owners.
First of all, I want to say, Jerry Jones, speaking of teams in L.A., just yesterday said to Michael Irvin on air that in the near future, there will not be just one, but two teams in Los Angeles. Two. And this came right from Jerry Jones' mouth.
And he is on that committee.
I mean, he's in the pulse.
Well, he is the pulse. I mean, right. He's in the committee that will be bringing the team or teams to L.A.
And when asked out, and then Michael was like, well, would it be a new team? Well, he's like, no, there won't be no expansion. It'll be teams that move.
It'll be a relocation.
Yes.
And we know that Shad Khan is doing
San
a lot.
Diego
Superchargers.
Bring them, baby. Bring them. I want them.
They were the L.A. Chargers. So, let's make this
they
as simple
be
as
the
possible.
L.A. Chargers again.
But, Steven,
I want them to go back to the old logo with the turquoise and the thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt and lightning. Very, very exciting.
I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
I don't want two teams here.
Yeah, I don't either. Just
Steven, I love the fact that we have the Lakers and the Clippers, and people are well divided in this part of the world on those teams. We've got the Angels and the Dodgers, and people are well divided, and it's perfect. The fans actually have
the Ducks.
I was going there, and the Kings and the Ducks divided, and then generally, here's what's interesting. Generally, the alliances are thus: Dodgers, Kings. Lakers, Angels, Ducks, Clippers. Generally.
Yeah.
Now, it's a generalization. I go Angels, Kings, Clippers.
Right.
So I'm one of those weirdos that doesn't quite fit in the box.
Yeah, you should have stayed with the Ducks.
There was no Ducks team when I was a kid.
That's right.
So in all fairness, I grew up loving the Kings. Right. Luke, Wayne, I mean, back way before. So... Yeah, so there you go. It's just interesting. That's Luke Robitaille.
I just threw a name out there.
That was good. He's a real player.
Did I hit it?
You hit it.
There you go.
There's a giant Luke Robitaille bobblehead, almost life size, at us down at LA Live. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
And you actually can go in and touch his head. So that being said, we're excited about the owner whose hand we will be shaking within the next 48 hours, Mr. Jerry Jones.
Well, he's got to come back. He just left Oxnard.
He'll
to
be back.
Go to Dallas to announce.
Aha, the reason we're talking about him right now.
He's got a golden ticket.
We're not talking a golden ticket. He won the freaking chocolate factory here, okay? He went all Charlie Bucket on us here. He won.
He has a new naming deal.
He has long stated that naming rights for the Dallas Cowboys Stadium are very available, but it would only go to a match made in heaven. He does not want to screw around and, I don't know, O.co Coliseum.
Right.
He doesn't want anything that would be remotely embarrassing to the Cowboys brand.
Yes.
And that makes the list of possible suitors very small. Does it not, Steven?
This might be embarrassing.
I totally disagree.
I don't like the company.
You may not like the company, Steven, but as a global brand, he did what he needed to do.
Huge.
Okay,
yes,
MetLife Stadium, Sun Life Stadium, Lincoln Financial Field. It's like those are kind of embarrassing names, really, when you think about it. Okay, this is not AT&T Stadium.
Well, the name goes to AT&T, and it'll now the place formerly known as Cowboys Stadium has now become AT&T Stadium.
Now, why it's not Cowboys Stadium, brought to you by AT&T, because they put too much freaking money on the table. They bought it. I mean, they bought the naming rights, and we're looking at $18 million per year for like 20 years.
That is...
It's a fat deal.
A lot of cheddar.
That's
cheddar. I mean, he don't even have to make money off the Cowboys for the next, I don't know how many years.
And as we reported last week, he has the fifth most valuable sports team in the world.
Most valuable NFL franchise.
No, fifth most valuable sports franchise in the world and the most valuable NFL franchise.
Right.
So it just went up in value, by the way. I'd be curious to see if it moves him up in the rankings with this extra $18 million a year for doing nothing but changing the name. And, Steven, this troubled me a little bit. I was watching Tony Romo's interview with Mike Irvin yesterday on my Verizon app on my iPad. And they've got AT&T logos on the jersey for practice, for training camp.
At training camp.
I know it won't be during the season.
No.
But that bothered me.
Yeah.
I'm not big on corporate branding generally.
Look, for $18 million, I'll tattoo their logo on my freaking forehead.
I will.
Okay.
I will kiss the most hideous human's butt that has that logo tattooed on their butt. I will do that. I'll kiss it.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm gonna chomp this in right now.
Wow.
I'll do anything.
$18 million, you'd be on board with the chomp it in?
Oh, heavens yes, Steven.
Wow.
I've always said I'm not a whore, but I could be bought. Okay? There's a subtle distinction between whoring and just having absolutely no conscience at all.
Okay.
And I fall short of having no conscience, barely. For Jerry, we're really happy for him.
Okay, and then, AT&T Stadium.
Most beautiful stadium in sport.
I just start hearing all the Cowboys haters now, and it's like, a place where drop receptions happen.
They're going to drop your call just like Tony Romo drops passes. Tony Romo doesn't catch passes. He throws passes, dumbass.
I can just hear them now.
But, Steven, haters will hate.
Okay.
Right?
They get for $18 million a year. They
hate their way to the poorhouse, okay? Because
you
ain't getting within a block of Jerry's world because that's a lot of cheddar, as Steven said. We've got to keep moving here. Former first-round draft picks are, not necessarily walking the straight and narrow, are they?
No. Well, we'll start with 2008 seventh pick overall, defensive tackle Cedric Ellis, who spent his first 5 years with the New Orleans Saints, not very good seasons.
No. He was a tremendous disappointment there.
He was going to Chicago, was on their roster.
He was going to fix his career.
He didn't show up to training camp.
Oh. If I'm going to make the team, I should be on the team?
Be the first one there.
Wait,
working your butt off.
I don't have to be first, do I? I can be second.
Yeah, I'll probably be second.
In this case, 60th.
He didn't show up.
At all.
And has informed the team that he plans to retire.
Thanks, Sed.
Yeah. Thank you.
He couldn't have retired before all this.
Yeah.
Before you go and take Mickey Loomis and his counterpart there in Chicago, who does the player personnel stuff in Chicago? Stop Bears, and not make them crazy. And a deal is no small thing.
Right.
Putting an NFL deal together requires people, not just from both teams, but also people in New York.
Well, he's hanging him up, and he just – the fact that he just didn't have very good numbers his entire career with
his brief career. I mean, really, he did so little that it was just a giant yawn. Speaking of giant yawns, Steven, former Tennessee Titans quarterback Vince Young has apparently hit rock bottom. We can only pray this is rock bottom.
No, this is rock bottom.
Well, there's one more place where he shows up, and my buddy who runs Union Rescue Mission, he shows up at his doorstep.
Yeah.
There's one more rung left to go before rock bottom, where you are truly homeless, and you're hanging out with Todd Marinovich under the Newport Beach Pier just looking for a little blow. And I don't mean that in a sexual way. I mean that up the nose, okay?
This is not good.
He's filed bankruptcy, and the court has gotten involved and said, Vince, you can keep $60,000 in assets, however you want it. And knowing Vince, I bet he took a car, something that is completely useless to you, really. I bet he wouldn't even take, something to get a job with. He, by the way, just finished his degree from the University of Texas last year, Steven.
Yeah.
I get really especially annoyed when the players that have brought me some of the biggest moments of joy in sports go and screw it all up.
Yeah.
And Vince Young brought me one of the greatest moments in my sport memory.
2006 Rose Bowl.
God, what a great memory.
Beating USC, knocking Matt Leinart
My
down.
Only regret from that is that I didn't hug you longer.
Yeah.
That's my only regret, Steven, from that moment.
I was jumping around great.
You wouldn't settle down still. Enough to be hugged.
I was standing still.
I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger when I'm extremely happy. I got a hug.
They beat SC. They beat the Empire.
University of Spoiled Children.
The only thing that could get better is the Texas Longhorns beating USC for the national championship in the Rose Bowl would be like the Dallas Cowboys beating the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl.
That'd be pretty epic.
That probably would.
That's the only thing they could trump it.
That's the only thing that could trump that sports memory for me.
Yeah, that was up there with and mind you, my only rooting interest was against USC. So
right.
And it still ranks up there as one of my happier sports memories. Vince, you had every opportunity in the world when Jeff Fisher can't get you on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
When you cost a great man his job, you really are a piece of work. Steven, his jersey's hanging right behind you. It needs to be dropped to the ground. Don't tear it because it's too expensive. What are you wearing it for?
I still like the man. Yeah, he had problems. Yeah, he didn't live up to all the hype. All right? He gave me one of the greatest sports moments I've ever seen.
But don't freaking snuggle his Titans jersey.
He didn't do very well with the Titans.
He was horrible. He had like two good games in the NFL, Steven.
Yeah, that comeback win. Against Houston.
Sure.
In Houston.
Sure.
God, that was awesome when he made that run.
That was ridiculous.
6-yard touchdown.
Okay.
Man, that was
awesome. Was good.
And everybody was like, see, Houston, you should have gotten him over Mario Williams. Because where's Mario Williams now? Where's Mario Williams now? He's with Buffalo.
On his third contract. living quite nicely. Yeah. Well, you're just going to hang him back up there.
Leave it. I don't make you take Altidore down, whatever that is.
Josie Altidore. And by the way, hats off to the U.S. national team for going to the finals of the Copa del Oro.
What happened to Mexico losing to Panama yesterday?
Dude, I told you Mexico was in trouble, and you didn't believe me. All my friends that are Mexican and love soccer are like, Mexico lost. U.S. advances to face Panama Sunday in the Copa del Oro Gold Cup final. Sunday.
Are they gonna
the final?
Yeah,
the final.
But does this mean that they get to go to the World Cup now?
Doesn't matter, dude. We're good enough to go to the World Cup. Not an issue.
We will qualify.
I believe the winner of the Copa del Oro automatically qualifies.
We should go to the World Cup.
I am not comfortable going to Rio de Janeiro right now.
Oh, come on, man.
There is complete chaos in the streets right now.
I speak a little Portuguese.
Portuguesa, yes.
Yes. We'll be fine. Look at me. I'm a man of color.
It's not the color. It's not. It is danger, Steven.
Ah, I laugh in the face of danger. Ha, 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 bring it on.
That was too long a laugh. You would have been killed. You could laugh in the face of danger. Ha, ha.
Oh, that's it.
But after that, you might want to stop laughing and defend yourself.
Come on.
I'm worried about the Olympics, the World Cup.
Yeah,
I am concerned. They need to get their crap together.
Olympics, I do want to take my family to the Olympics.
Yeah.
We are considering it strongly.
LA Olympics.
We are saving our ducats for the Olympics.
Which Olympics?
In
Brazil?
Yeah.
Why not the ones in the Middle East? The World Cup of the Middle East, where it's going to be 175 degrees.
Olympics in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's, you know, and you're more than welcome to join
no,
the party.
No. I barely like watching the Olympics on TV.
Really?
Maybe it's
you're
because
not an Olympic guy.
I was a champion swimmer.
Yes.
And
you never made it, and so now you're mad?
I had a disappointment in a race where I finished 0.03 of a second away from the Junior Olympics. But I made a critical mistake in the race that I still regret. I don't beat myself up about it, but I regret it greatly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've known Olympians, and I don't relate, Steven. What it takes to be that excellent is something that, we'll talk off air about this.
All right, we'll talk off air.
Yeah. I've got ambivalent feelings about athletes in general.
There you go. First round draft picks, Vince Young, Cedric Ellis, not doing very
good.
Thanks. Let's talk about this crop of first year round draft picks.
2013 draft picks.
Eric Fisher, the Kansas City Chiefs, the number one pick overall, still remains unsigned. Jonathan Cooper of the Arizona Cardinals, unsigned.
Cooper?
My computer just went black.
Wow, that's lame. Jiggle something.
In the middle of the show.
Jiggle something. Hit something.
I am hitting something.
Open the lid of your laptop and maybe you can make something happen there.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm trying to help. See, there's the light there.
All right, well, there you go. Something came back on.
See? Why are you doing that? Because it helped.
D. Milner. Of course, you would know the Jets still haven't signed their guy. Chance Warmack.
You're saying that the Jets somehow have trouble signing players? Are you insinuating that?
I didn't say that.
You sit down with Woody Johnson. Isn't there a part of you that's just like, hey, let's party?
Look, right now in a minute, we'll talk to what Darrell Revis has to say about that.
Oh, you're going to pull in the Revis card. Play the Revis card. Okay.
This has not been updated. DJ Hayden and the Oakland Raiders, it says unsigned, but he just, give me the bing, 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 give me the bing, bing, bing.
I've
bing,
told
bing,
you bing. That I don't have it, so bing, bing, bing,
all right,
bing, bing,
there you go.
Bing,
bing. Yeah, DJ Hayden and the Oakland Raiders have agreed to terms on the rookie contract.
Oh, wait, Raiders got their guy?
Yes, Raiders
good
got
for
their
them.
Guy. So that's that. And then that only leaves the Denver Broncos and Sylvester Williams, defensive tackle, 28th overall taken. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players.
Not bad. For where we are with training camps and stuff, I think we're right on track. Yeah. I think the rookie wage scale has certainly made it a simpler process, a more simple process. Apparently, a lot of the thing, according to Pat Kerwin on SiriusXM NFL yesterday, the thing that's hanging most of these deals is not because you can't haggle a lot over the base salary.
Yeah, right.
Because that's set in stone.
Money's pretty
set. So it's really about going forward and maybe some performance things that they want to put into the contracts things. So those they're pretty minor.
It's weird. I see a lot of 4-year contracts of the contracts that have already been signed. There's a lot of four. There's one player who did a 5-year contract. That's Ziggy Ansah of the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Okay.
4 years. Give a team 4 years.
Yeah. I'm not.
I'm not going to give you a fifth right
no.
off the bat.
No.
So I don't know why Ziggy agreed to 5 years with the Lions.
Unless
the fifth one is an option that he can opt out of or something like that, but I don't know why you give 5 years.
I would think it would depend on the organization. So if I'm a player, and it's the New England Patriots, it's – I don't know who else I would do it for, honestly. Green Bay Packers, maybe. Baltimore Ravens, maybe. I might give them more of me and trust that they're going to do right by me.
Right, right.
But there's so few organizations that you should do that
Certainly
for.
Not
and Detroit,
the Detroit
is
Lions.
Not on that list, friends.
Yeah.
They could they be on that list in a couple years? Potentially.
We said that 2 years ago.
We've been saying that for the better part of a decade.
Crashing back down to earth.
For better
year.
Part of a decade, we've been saying they could be that team.
Okay.
But they're not. They show no signs of being that team.
There you go. That's your first round update. Wow. The Denver Broncos, Von Miller, Jeffrey, is facing a 4-game suspension because of NFL policy. Here's the deal. We don't know what this NFL policy that he broke is because it's not substance abuse.
Well,
and it's not steroids.
It's not performance enhancing is what they said.
Right. So,
but now, he's appealing this thing.
Here's the thing. There is an appeal, and according to Adam Schefter, Schefty says that the appeal will be heard mid-August. Means that the decision is going to happen before the season starts.
And he is welcome to practice with the squad while the suspension is being heard. Now, will he be allowed to play in preseason games? I don't know that.
Von Miller said yesterday, though, everybody has tough moments. I don't think I let my teammates
Everybody has
down.
What?
Tough moments.
Tough moments.
I don't think I let my teammates down.
Because everybody has tough moments.
I don't think I let my teammates down.
Okay. So how do we define tough moments, Steven? How would Von Miller define a tough moment?
I got a little down on myself, so I partied a little hard.
Did a little blow, maybe?
Maybe.
And I regret it.
Yes.
And it won't happen again. And it's keeping me, and it's probably going to keep me away from the team, but I was having a hard time.
Yes.
And I want to be that guy that extends that level of grace to all my teammates.
Right.
That if it's we make it to the Super Bowl, and the night before the Super Bowl they go out and they have a tough moment and can't be there, that's you want to give him a pass because, hey, he had a tough moment,
everyone
right?
Everyone has a tough moment.
Von, you're stupid. Everybody has tough moments. Yes. I agree with that part, but you need to do – it's your job as a professional to not let it affect your team, yeah. Your tough moments. Newsflash. Thanks, Von.
Maybe he's thinking that he hasn't let his teammates down yet because he hasn't gotten suspended. He's still going through the appeals process. Maybe.
Denver Post received documentation stating that Miller had multiple positive tests for marijuana and an undisclosed amphetamine during his rookie season of 2011.
Well, when a reporter asked him, is marijuana a part of your life? He replied back, absolutely not.
And everyone has tough moments. Sorry, I can't get over that.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely not. Okay, well, I'll take the man at his word, which
yes. We
don't, thanks to Ryan Braun and Lance Armstrong, we don't have a lot of reason to take players at their word.
Right.
Thanks, guys, for increasing a world of cynicism in which cynicism has never been higher. Thanks. And that was sarcastic.
But I think you're giving Lance Armstrong you're not giving him a break. He had some tough moments. Okay, when he
testicular cancer. Why did his guys go and turn on him? Was it possibly anything he put in his body that made his guys run up and turn on him? Say, seriously, you're making the plumbing not work with what you're doing.
I'm just saying, he has.
There was that day that Sheryl Crow was pissed at him.
Right.
That was a tough moment.
Can you imagine Sheryl Crow getting mad at you?
She's going to write a song.
Exactly.
Just go number one, and you'll hear for the rest of your freaking life.
I hate Lance Armstrong.
I know you. You're the guy that Sheryl Crow wrote.
You're the Lance Armstrong song. Yeah.
I am
Lance Armstrong.
Me. That's me.
Oh, I love Sheryl Crow. Love her.
I don't know. If you get suspended for the first four games of the season, and your defensive team struggles because you're not on the field and they're expecting you on the field, I'm sorry. You let your teammates down.
Von's thing is so difficult to replace. What he brings to a club with his speed, okay? He doesn't have freak size. He doesn't have freak hands. Speed.
Yeah.
He's a pure speed guy.
Can they somehow work it out so that he's suspended week six when they play the Cowboys?
Yeah, that's a game that if I'm a Cowboy fan, I'm a little concerned about.
I'm actually not. The Cowboys handle Peyton Manning pretty well.
They do, but this is Peyton Manning 2.0.
2.0, that's true.
And he's got a defense to play alongside him.
Got a point.
This Broncos team is dang good.
It's going to be a good game.
It is going to be a good game.
I'm going to be at that game, by the way.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous.
You're like, yeah, about that.
I'm jealous. I'm honest.
Jealous?
Let's talk about Revis Island, shall we? So we can wrap,
what
hopefully, at the
Darrell
close of the hour.
Revis have
Because I'm starving.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Well, basically, here's the thing. You know, he's no longer with the Jets, right?
Well, how long was he actually with the Jets? I mean, really. He spent more time not being a Jet.
And when he was with the Jets, I mean, come on. Right?
It was always an injury.
Yeah.
There's always a reason that he couldn't be on the field, couldn't knock down that pass in the end zone.
Yeah.
I must say, Darrell Revis, disappointment as a Jet. Not just his off-field behavior towards the team, the ingratitude that he showed towards the team,
yeah. The
fact that they basically had to fly Rex Ryan out there to, I almost said something crass that was really funny,
yeah.
Basically hold his hand and bring him back to camp. No one, no player. Not even Brett Favre should be handled like that. We trashed on Brett Favre
yes. When
ownership went out and did that.
Yes.
So if we did that for Brett Favre, dude, we're going to do that for you,
well,
Darrell.
Let's talk about what Darrell Revis, speaking to Warren Sapp the other day.
The soon-to-be-inducted into the HOF a week from Saturday, Warren Sapp.
During Inside Training Camp Live on NFL Network, he told Warren Sapp, it's more of a family here. speaking of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he says, everybody's real tight here. We all get along. Everything is fine. There's no nitpicking. There's no small stories leaked out to become bigger stories.
You mean like this one that he just invented?
Yeah. Everybody is here on the same page, and we all want to win. Apparently in New York, they weren't on the same page. They didn't want to win.
And they lived to leak stories.
Leaked stories that became bigger stories.
Have you heard anything out of Jets camp?
Nitpicking.
Have you heard anything out of Jets camp this
not
season?
A peep other than
Geno Smith signing and not participating in Jets West camp. Yeah. But he wasn't signed.
Yeah, he wasn't.
So, again, I don't really blame him for that. It's been quite – given the circus that is frequently the New York football Jets, it seems to have gotten a lot quieter since Darrell left. Just an observation.
I'm just saying.
Just an observation.
He's out here saying that, you know, he got asked by Sapp, and he answered.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy the QB killer's going in the Hall of Fame. That's all I'll say about that. I ain't got nothing left to say about that.
All right. Then just real quickly before we got to get a couple.
We should get all the listener questions in. Rapid fire.
All right, then. Eric Wright, cornerback of the Tampa
Bay
Buccaneers.
I want to go Chris Johnson. I want to skip one.
Had been traded to the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
That trade became void because...
Not because of his off-field behavior, which is numerous.
It's questionable. He failed his physical. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have now subsequently cut him and released him. And now the San Francisco 49ers are thinking, well, maybe we can not.
Well, if he clears waivers.
Well, let's go pick him up and we'll get him up.
We're cool that you didn't pass your physical because it gave us an out, and now we can get you at a better price.
Exactly.
Bargain basement.
That's possible.
Now, Steven, I don't know anything about this Chris Johnson story. You told me, and I wrote a headline, Chris Johnson, tired of human challenges, is now taking a run on the wild side.
Well,
I wrote that just based on the sentence you told me.
Well, Chris Johnson, who has, you know, he's come out and said, because he owns the NFL scouting combine record for the fastest 40-yard dash.
Didn't know that.
He ran it
4.46.
4.24 seconds.
Holy shit.
Right. And he said,
Steven, just an observation. Yeah. That's faster than me.
Everything's faster than you, Jeff. I'm sorry.
A stone seated is faster than me.
Probably. I think a stone seated could probably run
faster. A freight train rolling backwards is faster than me running forward.
Probably.
Nice.
I'm sorry. What was your time again? 8.98? Something.
I blew out my knee on the takeoff. Well, can we just get that on the table?
Yes, I'll put that on the table.
You see it in slow motion. You can see the knee contort and tweak.
Yes.
That was not acting. That was a lot of rehab.
Right.
Part of why I'm so worried about getting injured.
I see. Are you okay now?
I'm feeling pretty good. My knee's great.
Yeah.
Knee's never been better.
I'm sorry. But it was a huge tie.
CJ, let's go.
Chris Johnson has gone on record saying that he feels that in a 40-yard dash, he could beat Usain Bolt. So to prove that, he is running against a cheetah.
I've got to know more. I don't know where you found this. I don't care where you found this. This is awesome.
In November, Nat Geo Wild is a special that's going to air during Big Cat Week. Okay.
Big Cat Week.
You know,
to go
against Shark Week.
Shark Week, sure.
I don't know. So during Big Cat Week,
he's so tough that sharks have a week about him.
He is going to race a 40-yard dash. He's going to race against a cheetah. And the reason they're picking a cheetah is because they say cheetahs
the fastest land animal.
0 to
60 in like 4 seconds or something.
3 seconds is what it is.
Yeah.
0 to 60 in 3 seconds. So he's going to race it. And,
Devin Hester.
So
wait, stay with me, baby. Stay with me, baby.
He's also going to join in the fray. He also wants part of this race.
Okay, but what Chris Johnson is saying is at the end of his 40-yard dash, he's going 60 miles an hour.
Yes, that is what he's saying.
And the fastest human ever recorded on land, I believe, was 42 miles an hour.
I thought it was even less than that. I thought it was like 32.5 miles an hour.
Okay, but we're on the same page that it's way less than 60?
Yes, yes.
By a factor of 25%?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a chance. Now, here's the other thing. They would have had to have filmed it already.
Yes.
No one is going to let them participate in this once the season begins.
No. Devin Hester, as I said, is also...
So they filmed this. It's in the can, and they know the outcome. They're just holding
the
outcome.
Chris Johnson and a cheetah raced There's
I got $1 million on the cheetah unless it's been sedated.
I don't know. Remember when Chad Johnson ran against a giraffe?
Yes.
Did the giraffe win?
I love giraffes. I don't know.
No, he beat the giraffe because the giraffe didn't want to run. That's what happened.
That's the problem with wildlife. They won't do what you tell them to do.
Run! It's just standing there. And then finally when it got going, Johnson was already finished. But I got my money on the cheetah, I don't know, Chris Johnson, Devin Hester, and a cheetah.
Take the cheetah. Unless they've done something to the cheetah to cripple him.
Chris Johnson, Devin Hester, and a cheetah walk into the woods.
Cheetahs scare me. What's the joke? I'm waiting.
I don't know. I'm hoping one will formulate. All right, Jeffrey, let's get
Shotgun
to
Facebook questions and Twitter.
Well, I got to refresh my page.
Refresh your page. It's refreshing when you do.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
All right. So here we go. We're going to start off with...
I posted right before the show began, and we ended up with, 14 comments on Facebook.
Sophie Gonzalez.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes,
you starting at the bottom? Okay, Sophie Gonzalez.
Well, I wanted
David
to take
B. Smith
the,
was
the,
first.
Oh, okay, David
you
B. Smith.
You want to take a girl.
Is,
I understand
I
that.
I want to take
Detroit Lions.
Hey,
will
Sophie,
Reggie Bush
how
and...
How you doing?
How you doing?
All right, I'm sorry.
Will Reggie Bush and new draft picks help them to where they were two seasons ago, or are they still SOL?
Reggie Bush will definitely help the passing attack because now you're going to have to respect...
The backfield threat.
The backfield.
Yes.
Which is something that they didn't have.
They've never had
Will
that.
They return to where they were 2 years ago? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. It's interesting. Steve and I have similar takes on the Detroit Lions. I think they'll be better this year, and I think they'll be competitive, and I think that there's a reasonable chance that they could finish ahead of the Bears. But that's going to be your battle. Your battle is going to be before second place in the NFC North. You've got a very strong division. Sophia Gonzalez. Why does some training camp start later?
Where did you get Sophia from?
I like the name. Why does some training camp start?
Have you gotten to Sophia yet in The Walking Dead?
She's dead.
So they found her.
They just put a bullet in her head, dude.
Okay, I'm just saying that they found
her. I'm not over it. If you think I'm over it, I'm not over it.
Apparently, you're a little bit. You know why I'm not over it? Because here's the deal. When I started first watching it.
You didn't start from the beginning?
Yeah, I started from the very beginning. And so, you know, I knew that they were looking for it. And they were looking for, like, what, 5, 6 episodes?
Yeah.
So, like, in the middle of the fourth episode, I texted Matt, who's the one.
Right.
Got me watching the show. I'm like, dude,
do they find Sophia? Yes.
And he says yes.
Yes. Oh, that
and
was
so
mean.
I was relieved.
That was mean.
I'm like, oh,
that
thank
was
God.
Mean.
Thank God.
We can't play spoilers
yes,
too much.
Yes, we can't. And then it happens, right?
Yeah.
I called him and
you
I
son
laid,
of a.
I literally laid into Matt for a good 20 minutes.
Wow. That's harsh.
I couldn't believe it.
That's harsh.
But, yeah. So he's like. Well, don't ask such vague questions.
The only spoiler I want to know is does Merle come back? The guy who sawed his hand off.
Well, did you see when they used him as a hallucination?
Oh, yeah. No, that was brilliant.
Oh, that
was
awesome.
Brilliant. That was brilliant.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yeah, I do. Does
he
Merle
does.
Come back?
He comes
nice.
In season 3.
Nice.
Season
all right.
Three.
Yeah. Got that going for me.
All right, there you
and,
go.
But I've been forewarned.
Sophie Gonzalez, why do some training camps start later than others? I asked this while it's pointing directly at my Colts. Every team could start whenever they want.
Exactly. You have so much time. And by the way, the new CBA dictates how much time you can have for training camps, for OTAs, and for whatever the other thing is that you do. OTAs.
Yeah.
OTAs and
minicamps.
Minicamps. Those things are all contractually designed, so each coach has the opportunity to pick his own schedule
only
as it's
so
suited.
Only so many days to practice. Only so many days you can have 2-a-days. Only so many days and so many hours in a day. That a player can be on the field.
On a more obvious side, the reason that the Miami Dolphins and Dallas Cowboys open camp first is because they play the game a game first.
Yeah.
A week from Sunday will be the Hall of Fame game played in Canton, Ohio, with the Dolphins squaring off against the Cowboys. Hence, their camps needed to begin first.
Yes, they needed to start.
And that Daryl Davis, love you, Daryl. You've been there for – Daryl's been there for so long.
Very long.
Love
time.
You, Daryl. Steelers, how can we get back on top of the AFC note?
You know what? I'm not worried about the Steelers this year so much. I think last year they had a lot of injury problems that they had to deal with. I think the Steelers are going to be all right. They're going to be all right.
I think the Steelers are going to be all right too. Funny, Steven. do think the Ravens maintain their hold on the division.
I'm not so sure.
I know. So sure. We've all got doubts about the Ravens because of how much they've lost primarily. And then you have the unfortunate Super Bowl hangover.
I have a Thomas there when it comes to the
Super Bowl hangover. They didn't play. They did play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were the champions.
They were. Oh, the hangover's on the loser. That's on the 49ers.
Yes, that's the 49ers. They may not make the playoffs.
So definitely Baltimore's so good. Yes, they've lost people, but they're so organized. The Steelers, what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to run the football, folks, okay?
They got
to
get back to
pounding ground.
Pounding ground.
Ground chuck.
This is
Pittsburgh Steeler football.
Especially with the loss of Mike Wallace. I don't know if they're going to have the wide receivers to give Big Ben
Tampa Bay.
But most importantly, they got to be healthy on the offensive line. If they can't protect Ben Roethlisberger, they're done.
I would also encourage you to move on from Troy Polamalu because you're too dependent on one man who can't stay healthy.
I like this next question by Daniel Macias. Mm-hmm. What are you guys wearing?
I am wearing a powder blue OP t-shirt, actually Quicksilver t-shirt, and tan shorts and Birkenstocks.
I'm wearing my Nike flip-flops, my Nike gray going to church shorts, as Didi calls them, because they're so nice, and a nice blue t-shirt.
Navy blue t-shirt. And Sennheiser headsets.
Yes.
I like questions like that. Those are fun. Is school holidays? Where's James? James has graduated, friends.
James is no longer working with
James has a real job.
A real job.
He's in the Bay Area.
Have you seen some of his photos?
His work is amazing. Yes. I want to take partial credit for James' tremendous success.
Yes.
I would like to get paid someday from James' tremendous success, but that day may come still. But he's working for an automotive magazine, doing high-end photography for them in the Bay Area, and is a true American success story of somebody who works harder than pretty much anybody I know.
Yeah.
And it's paid off for him.
And he's doing what he loves to do.
He is. And he still plans to go back to school and do the college thing. But he's got so much ambition right now and so much talent that he took that and parlayed it. And I'm happy for James.
I like this next question by Ian Stewart. What team will Jeff be supporting this year?
It's down to four. That's all I'll tell you.
Can I get the four at least?
Nope.
Put the four in the ballpark. No. Put the four in the ballpark. Okay. There you go.
You could tell people what I did.
Jeff flipped me the bird.
There you go. Double bird, though.
Double
bird. I went all, what's his name, the old owner.
Yeah. Why? Bud Adams.
Bud Adams. I went Bud Adams on him.
I just want to know why you so
None of your damn business. It's none of your damn business.
Okay, hold on one second.
Very personal thing. Very
it
private.
Is kind of my damn business because I'm running the show. And, you know, the people want to know. And people deserve
what's,
to
what's
know.
What's your team going to be?
You know what my team is.
Well, then it's really no drama there, is it? It's my decision.
There's going to be a drama. There's four teams. You're putting
Camps
four teams on the table.
Camps are opening.
Four teams on the table.
I have yet to watch. Part of my criteria for selecting a team is that I believe they have to have a reasonable chance of doing well this year.
Right.
But they may not be expected to do. Kind of like Peter King always picks his dark horse that usually ends up in last place.
Yes.
Just like Peter King. Huh. You're okay. That's
I
too
tell
bad.
You what, why don't you give us eight teams, four that are real,
okay.
four that are fake, and now we have eight teams that it could possibly be.
Jets. Dolphins. Colts. I don't want to – I'm trying to make them real. So if I went like Jaguars, people would know that I'm lying.
Right.
So Chiefs.
Chiefs. Okay, so there's Jets, Dolphins, Colts, Chiefs. That's four.
Rams. Seahawks.
Seahawks.
And Buccaneers. Might go back to Bucks. And Redskins. There.
So there are eight teams.
There you go.
Wow.
They're good ones. And yeah, Redskins is going to be a problem.
If you pick the Redskins, I will punch you.
All right. Will the Chicago Bears –
physically punch you.
Will the Chicago Bears D thrive or barely survive with the loss of Brian Urlacher and Rod Marinelli?
Well, that is a good question.
It's a great question. I fear for the Bears these days. And as we saw,
you got to trust me. Look, it's a whole new regime. Lovey's gone. This is going to be a completely different football team.
And unfortunately, this very well could be a rebuilding year. We will know pretty early.
It may be. And I think that they're going to – you know, they're going to try and run, and which means that Cutler and Marshall may not be happy early on because they're going to try and be more of a running.
If those guys aren't happy, God help you, because they're whiners.
It's going to be interesting.
So here's the Bears' first few games, because usually the Bears tease us with winning out of the gate and then sucking late. Bengals, Vikings, at Steelers, at Detroit. We'll know after four games who this Bears team is because they have real challenges, unlike years past where they've had soft schedules up front. They have real challenges. They have three out of four playoff teams, and I won't say which, but the two of them are obvious with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Derek Hanlon asks Andy Reid to run a Kansas City offense without any rush. Well, there have been some reports coming out that they're only practiced their pass plays.
They have not practiced a single running play. People, I heard Rich Gannon yesterday on SiriusXM. Wow, Andy Reid practicing without running the ball. Now, Andy Reid happens to believe, friends, that running a football is not rocket science.
Right.
Running a coordinated offense that is precision passing takes a lot more practice than running a football.
Yes.
Okay? This doesn't mean that he ain't going to run the ball, okay? Don't read too much into it. It's early in camp. Derek Hanlon, again, Derek double-dipping. How dare you?
But you have to answer.
Is September set for London? You are not the only ones with flights to book. That's why I really want us to decide, because I care for everybody else.
Decide for the listeners.
I'm going in October.
Decide.
I can't decide any other way.
All right. So you're going October.
I'm going October.
So we're both going October.
And have you decided if you're going to do Thursday night football or Monday night football?
Okay, we're leaving September alone.
Yeah, we're going to stay home. You really wanted to go in September. That's not my problem. But please make your travel plans accordingly. There will absolutely be a big meetup and party.
For
the October game
only.
We
won't be there in September because Jeffrey doesn't like to play.
I will coordinate a
– What if we just fly out there for the game and then fly right back?
That's expensive.
Okay.
If somebody wants to pony up the money for us to fly out there and – We'll sleep on Yusuf's floor,
for
a night. Okay. We'll do that. I have no qualms with that at all. By the way, Steven, the Cowboys are playing. Who that day?
No, they're playing the Chargers here in our backyard. We're going to be at that game, so we can't go to London in September.
So that was never an option.
You just wanted me to go. I just thought. That might be
my son's birthday. By the way, I've got him tickets.
You did?
I got him two tickets.
Cool.
He listens to the show.
Oh.
I may or may not have gotten Jordan his birthday present that he wanted. May or may not have.
Okay.
May or may not have made his dreams come true with the best birthday present ever. Okay, his first real live NFL game.
If you were to do... Did he ask, like, this is what I want for my birthday?
This is all I want for, like, the rest of my life. He's like, seriously, like, please.
So who would he take?
Nick.
So he's going to go with Nick?
Yeah.
So they're going to drive down there by themselves if you, in fact.
If I was to do that, they would be there the second the gates open. They want to do the whole thing, and the whole thing.
Good for them.
Yeah, happy for the boys, if that were to happen.
We need to start schmoozing the Chargers for press credentials then.
Are they unhappy with us? Have
no.
we crossed them?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That will be a high-demand game, so we need to get our names in early.
Yeah.
Because the problem with that is that the Cowboys tend to send their
entire
freaking press corps.
Right. Here's the thing.
Especially to California for some reason.
The thing with the Chargers is that they don't like you to just come to one game. If you're going to cover the Chargers,
they want you to go to
all of their home games.
More than happy to cover a couple games. And you know what? And I won't cover the Raiders. When everyone seems to want to go, I'll skip that one. I love covering the Chargers. I don't like their stadium.
Yeah.
But is September set for London? No, October. You got flights to book, Derek. October is when you're going to do it. And if people are interested in a September meetup, I can try and arrange a location. Just let me know. Shoot me an email, jeff@rarn.net. And I'll try and set something up where you guys can get together and meet each other at least.
Right.
The night before. Mark Harrison, do you think the Dolphins will knock the Patriots off the top spot of the East? Will splashing the cash a la Man City mean that they'll make the playoffs for the first time in 5 years? Great question. I think this is the first chance that anybody has a reasonable shot of knocking off the Patriots, and I put the Dolphins as the only team likely to do that, with any possibility, really.
I like what the Dolphins are doing. I like where they're headed. I'm not sure this is the year.
But it's got to be the year, Steven, because the Patriots are going to struggle this year some.
Not so much.
They are.
If there's one thing I know about a Bill Belichick team is that whenever all the chips come crashing down on them, they seem to focus better than anybody at that time.
If chips come crashing down, you eat.
Spygate, they went 16-0 that year.
Yeah.
Everybody was on them. Everybody was looking at them.
Everybody thought that they were going to be doing a season.
They went 11-5.
They did.
That's when they focused.
Missed the playoffs, but they didn't play badly at all.
They circled the horse. They're going to be all right.
Jeremy Parker, serious question. When do you really believe L.A. will have a team or two, and will it be a relocation or expansion?
We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, relocation. But when? I keep putting it off 2 years, which saddens me greatly. I'm now going to try and make a conservative estimate and say 2017.
Next year.
2017. Steven's saying 2014. I'm saying 2017.
There you go.
Vimal.
You skipped Johannes Jungmann.
Johannes Jungmann.
Will all the moves the Browns made, contender or pretender?
Pretender.
Pretender.
Vimal. Vias. Why are performance-enhancing drug misuse episodes in the NFL no big deal where people get extremely upset with roids in baseball and cycling? The NFL has largely gotten rid of roids. We have HGH is the only remaining issue to take care of. And then your designer drugs that we can't figure out how to get our hands around. So that's the cleanest sport of all of them. What's the best mocking acronym for AT&T Stadium?
Shut up. We're not even going to answer that
I'm going to try.
No.
We're out of time. 75 minutes. Sorry, friends. I hope you've enjoyed the program. We've certainly enjoyed bringing it to you, and we look forward to coming at you again next week.
Thanks
post
for listening.
Cowboys camp.
Thank you for draft day, for coming on board. We'll be talking to you soon. We've got shows all of August. If you're a show donor, check your emails. You should have gotten emails with fantasy football information. If you haven't reclaimed your team, do so. If you don't plan to reclaim your team from last year, let us know so that we can open
Seriously.
Up to other people. Thanks for listening. Oh, and Jeffrey has a video that he wants me to get up. I promise.
I didn't even mention it.
I promise.
I think about it every day.
By weekend's end.
I think about it every day, but I didn't mention
Steven
it.
I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
And this has been NFL Rants and Raves. We're out. Pee-pee.